Welcome to the scene. I'm your host, Andrea Kruska, and today I'm joined by Ryan McReynolds, a mixed media artist and art teacher here in Cookeville. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you.
Tell me a little bit about what you do, both your own art and also as an educator.
Well, I try to bring lovage to everyone, and I teach 5th grade through 8th grade, and also trying to get back into the art, me actually making more art. Just, I mean, this is great. Like, art is rad. So where do we get from there?
So tell me a little bit about how you got started in art, because everyone's got some kind of story.
Okay, so obviously it was always music, skateboarding, and visual arts. And then, but it's always like, I mean, why did you buy that album? Because it looked cool. Why did you buy that skateboard? Because it looked cool. So first things first, so we go straight to that. Then you go visually, that was awesome seeing that, you know, whatever it was. I mean, if it was for a lot of people out there, you know, like Nirvana was like a really cool band. You always saw the album cover. There was always like Tool or whatever. NOFX. You saw that.
That's what made you pick it up.
Yeah, that brings you into it. And then you were like, oh, wow, that's music. That's tempo. That's, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then it was like, that came together. And then it was like skateboarding always brought that together. Like Dag Nasty, 7 Seconds, any bands like punk rock, like NOFX, Bad Religion, all that stuff. And it made a full circle. And my parents always, my mom was a teacher for like 42 years. My dad was just a hardcore factory worker and always was like, it's that whole scene. Like, I mean, we had half pipes in my backyard. We had quarter pipes. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
So we always had
in your backyard.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I had a quarter pipe and then we had a half pipe. And like all these guys like from like, you know, the skate shop around town.
Yeah.
Warehouse.
Yeah.
So those guys were at my house skateboarding on my ramp.
Oh, and
so, like,
cool.
Like Lou Vaden, Rob Carell, all these hardcore guys, like, I looked up to you, but then I was skating with them ever since a young age. That's why I got good at skateboarding. But, like, they introduced me to music and all that artwork.
Oh, yeah.
It's like a three ring. It's like the Lord of the Rings, but it's, you know.
I get that. So, yeah, skateboarding and skateboards in general, just that whole culture and the different, the boards, the stickers, the decals. It's incredible.
Yeah.
Like what people will do with something that, like, for someone who doesn't get it, which to be fair is me sometimes, but I'm like, you're going to ride on that?
Yeah.
Like, but it's so cool.
I know. That's
because
the worst
part. Because
it's
like, part. It's art. But I mean, it's also functional.
Yeah. But it's like when you get a brand new car or a new to you car and you're like, oh, somebody hit it with a shopping cart. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, oh, I scratched up the graphic. Oh.
It gives a character.
Yeah. You get character.
It shows
you.
I like it. And I like the, like thinking about buying music because of the cover art, because I know I've done that in the past. And I also do that with books still. Like,
oh,
if it's
I'm
got
sure.
A good cover, I'm like, all right, good cover, good title, I'm in. Book might be absolute trash, but yeah. If it looks pretty, I want it on my shelf.
Oh, I'm totally down.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, you look like It or something like that, and you're like, oh, whatever.
Yeah. But no, then you see something that's just like a little bit different, and like the colors are really cool, and it's got a cool title, and
yeah,
I'm on board with that. I love that. And the same thing with like thinking about cover art. Like, I know sometimes I'll take a photo and I'm like, ooh, that needs to be like, if I ever suddenly got musical talent, that
yeah,
would
you're
be
like
my album cover.
Somebody better buy that for their album.
Exactly. We'll be right back on the scene with more with Ryan McReynolds. Welcome back to the scene. I am here today with Ryan McReynolds, who does all kinds of things, but one thing is teaching. So you've been teaching for 14 years now?
Yes.
What made you decide that was something you wanted to do? Because art education, A, is very underfunded.
Agreed.
But B, it's so many artists want to focus on their own work as opposed to teaching. So what makes it special for you?
And that is how I can bring that realm all the way around. I was in a band and we were touring and I was married at the time and I saw that teaching was something cool that you could do, like instead of like delivering pizzas all day long or whatever at night. And then I was like, oh, I can be off in the summer so I can tour. I can still make recordings and be on compilations, whatever, with my band that I was in or whatever band I was in. And then I thought it would be like I was like, well, I'm not really good in much more than art, skateboarding, or music. You can laugh. But then I was like, this seems like a pretty good gig. So I started teaching and I love it. I mean, I love the aspect. There's a lot of change going on in teaching these days, and we're not going to get into that part. But I mean, I have really awesome, rad people that I work with that I get to teach kids. I get to teach my own kids sometimes. But like, I mean, the first thing ever is like just introducing them to different mediums to where like some kid might be like, you know, I'm really bad at drawing, but if I throw clay in front of them, they're really good at sculpting. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So that's my aspect on that. Like letting them get their hands dirty in middle school. And so, yeah, I went back to Tennessee Tech, got my education degree and started doing that and been doing that for 14 years. And I still look forward to showing kids different mediums, and there's some really cool kids out there. So I just want kids to be kids, and it makes me happy when they smile and they go, man, I was really bad at this assignment or like a drawing thing, and they're really good at some other kind of aspect of art. So, or medium.
I love that. And also like middle school is such a hard and transitional age for kids.
It's so hard.
So having that creative outlet, even if it's something they're not good at, but they love it, who cares? Like how we all started. Like none of us was amazing to begin with.
Right. I mean, how do you get into anything that you find yourself, into? I mean, I didn't think I was going to be an art teacher.
Yeah.
I thought I was going to be on the road traveling, but like, I mean, I can still do that in the kitchen.
Yeah. You know? Didn't think I was going to be a radio host.
I know.
Or in economic development. I just kind of fall into everything and hope it sticks and hope it works.
But it's heart. Like, I mean, it makes you happy. Whatever makes you happy is boom.
Exactly. And I think that's something people, like with artists especially, like no one's doing it to make money.
No
one is an artist full time or even part time to make like great money. Of course, there are people who do, but it's because there's something in your heart that's this is who I am. This is what I need to put out in the world.
And you don't always do it for, like you said, you don't do it for them. You do it for, you know, to find that wholesomeness in your own heart and like, you know, all that.
Yes, all that. So I know you mentioned when you came in here before we were recording, but you actually had Vestin as one of your student teachers who's been on the show before.
Yeah.
How is that like having that kind of responsibility for teaching this upcoming generation of teachers?
You have to be real. It's not for everyone, but it's also like, you know, he came in here he came in here on the radio interview, but he also like came into my world. And then he was also like, you know, it's like, I was like, man, I can do some art while he's teaching. I can do some art. So, you know, we can trade it off. So it inspires me. There's a lot of things that inspire me. My wife and kids, I mean, you know.
Which is great. And We can talk about that more. We'll be right back on the scene. Welcome back to the scene. I'm here today talking to Ryan McReynolds about all kinds of things. What inspires you? One thing I really like to ask people is, if you are working on your own art, what are you listening to?
Wow. You know, like, there's a song that sits in my head lately, and it's called Gas City by a band called Cliff Diver. Okay. They're from Oklahoma. And you have to gas up your homies. It's like, you have to gas up all your homies.
I kind of love that.
So, like, they don't get lost. They just keep going. So, like, I sing that to my own kids.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just like, you know, I just need, like, good pickup songs.
Yeah, I love that. Sometimes I get in that mode when I'm editing. Sometimes I'm listening to, like, Game of Thrones score. Like,
oh, yeah, yeah, just, I can, like, totally.
Boom. But then it's always interesting because, like, I had a girl in who does, like, these beautiful pressed flower arrangements
and
necklaces and jewelry and stuff and listens to murder podcasts while doing
it. Oh, I mean, that, so, you know. Yeah. No, I mean, I was like, I was telling Katie the other day, we were watching, I said, have you never heard Adagio for Strings? And I was like, it's a classical song. You need to check it out. But I was like, it's so depressing. But then I was like, but then there's also, like, well, the band Cliff Diver, or there's, like, Against Me, like, the lead singer Against Me, she just got mayor of Gainesville, or the key to the city in Gainesville.
Do you know
Laura Jane Grace?
I did not know that, but that is...
Have you heard the band?
I've heard the band, yeah.
Yeah, you know, I mean, all that stuff, man, just makes me so psyched.
I do like it. I like how music can just completely affect your mood. And I know for me, it affects my work.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
it absolutely does.
I play music all the time in the classroom. And sometimes it's just like chill vibes. Like,
yeah. A little deep house.
Yeah. No, seriously.
Get them vibing. I like that.
I got some playlist. I need to send them to you. Like, it's just like,
no, we will exchange. I like this.
I feel like I'm like H&M market or H&M store. Like, I'm just like, yeah, I'm just working through the day. And the kids are like, what the heck are you playing?
But they will appreciate it as they get older. Or not. Either way. Doesn't matter. So I know you are participating in Art Prowl this year for the first time in a long time.
We're totally going to run out of minutes.
We're good. Where are you going to be at?
I'm going to be at True Love Tattoo Shop next to down the road from Father Tom's. So pretty stoked about that.
Because
I know those guys for a long time.
Oh, yeah, and that's such a fun stop.
Oh, yeah.
And you'll actually be in there with Molly Perry.
I'm with her, the graphic designer.
Yep, and she's incredible. She was in there last year, and they're just – that's such a cool place.
Yeah.
And there's parking right next door, which is also very nice.
That's even better.
Yeah.
I've known Fracker and Cody – Josh Fracker and Cody Ferguson for a long time. Big music guys.
Yeah, and incredibly talented at what they do.
Definitely.
So talented. So what are you going to have displayed there?
I've been doing a lot of different things, pieces on wood, more silk screening, more prints. Probably not going to have a lot of, like, prints for sale, but more like one of a kind, lots of prints as is like painting, then print on top, and then a lot of mixed media. And then there will be a lot of painting, a lot of mixed media, cardboard, blah, 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 mixed media, like collage. But, like, I mean, I'm just getting back into it. Like, I mean, my art was my kids for a long time, and now it's all incorporating and coming full circle. So lots of those. I might have some silkscreen t-shirts too. I think I'm going to have that.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah, real fun.
I like it. And, you know, your first time back in a while.
Yeah.
Just throw whatever out there, see what sticks.
I mean,
it's going to be a cool weekend. It's going to be a fun vibe.
It's going to be so fun.
So
I talked to Fracker and I was like, dude, can we blast punk rock? And he was like, yes. And I was like, well, I mean, I'm pretty stoked. You know, I got my family behind me.
That's what matters.
They pop it up. They gas me up.
Yes, exactly. Just like Cliff Diver.
Yes.
All
gas
right.
Up your homies. That should be your out music. I'll send it to him.
We'll make sure we make that happen. Well, we will see you at True Love Tattoo, November 10th and 11th for Art Prowl. And thank you so much for joining me today.
Rock and roll.